I'm MVP and you're not. I swear I'm killing these boys. Check out their teardrop. Only aim to be the best, nothing less than that. Right now I'm headed for the ring, wrestling match and all. You don't go as hard as I go. I do this for my fam and I do this for Chicago. An artist in the paint, call me Leonardo. The fans on their feet before I land on my feet.
Welcome back to the Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. We've been talking about it all night. Wow. The end of the Derrick Rose era in Chicago. He's traded to the Knicks for pieces. We'll just say that, for pieces. Sam Panionovich joins us now. He covers hoops for WGN Radio. Good to see
you,
Sam.
Good to see you. I didn't think we'd be talking about this tonight when I woke up this morning.
Right. We had planned to talk about the draft, but is this a shocker for you? I mean, we had talked all year round about something needed to change, and it looks like this is the change.
You thought it was coming, but even when it comes across, it still shocks you. Does that make sense? I mean, I think you were shocked. I was shocked. The fact that they actually made a bold move is welcome because this team has been mediocre for so long. They were the number two team in the East around Christmas. Then the bottom fell out. They missed the playoffs, and, you know, it was all status quo. They finally come out and make an actual move. They didn't talk about something they didn't do. They did this,
right,
and they get him out. I think the biggest, you know, flashpoint that I take out of it, the Rose headaches are over. Not one time next season will you think about, oh, is he going to get hurt? Is he going to play? What's he going to say? What do we have to control? He's out of your hair. Now, that doesn't mean he's not going to have a good season with the Knicks. I think he's going to be pretty solid next year because he played good down the stretch last year. But this is a commitment to an eventual plan that they're rebuilding. Even though Gar Forman calls it a retool, it's a rebuild.
Now, you were at the press conference today at the United Center. What was the vibe? Are we talking rebuild, or are we talking are they talking about the idea of attracting free agents, bringing in players, and essentially competing for a title next year?
He called it a retool.
What
Not
does
a
that,
rebuild,
what does that
it's a
mean?
Retool. I don't know. I don't think he knows. He was caught off guard by a couple questions, including when somebody asked him about the cap space for next year. He was doing numbers in his head, and he went, and you can see him carrying the one, you know, over his shoulder. The overlying theme is that they're trying to get younger, more athletic, and find players that fit into Fred Hoiberg's system. They didn't think Derrick Rose was one. They believe this 40-year-old point guard, Jose Calderon, is a good get. He's 40. Robin Lopez, a.k.a. Sideshow Bob from The Simpsons, he comes in. He's going to replace Joakim Noah, even though Gar Forman wouldn't admit to that. He said they're going to talk on July 1st. Joe's gone. Derek's gone. You've got pretty much one guy that's a Thibodeau guy, Taj Gibson.
Taj Gibson, right.
From the initial group, and then you've got Jimmy Butler, of course. But this is a full-scale change because in the NBA, and you watch the finals, the teams with the best players usually go far. You need a couple of them. Right now the Bulls have one.
Let's talk about that one. Jimmy Butler becomes the heir apparent and the star here on the Chicago Bulls. Is he ready for the challenge to be the sort of the one-man band here in Chicago?
He's got to prove something, and he's paid like a number one. Didn't always act like a number one, including calling out his coach about 25 games into his first season. Had a blow-up with Joakim Noah that I think a lot of people don't know about because Jimmy got paid, and then Jimmy thought automatically, this is my team. And there was some, you know, opposition there. Now it's his team. I mean, if it isn't any more clear that this is the guy that they're going to plan around, you've heard the rumors about them possibly trading him. These deals suck, the deals that are rumored. I mean, do you want a power forward and a three pick in a draft that's pretty weak? It's not better than Jimmy Butler.
Obviously, trading Jimmy Butler would mean that's a rebuild.
That's a white flag. That's we're losing 70 games next year. If you trade Jimmy Butler, they're going to be awful. If they trade Jimmy Butler, that team next year, if you offered me tickets, I wouldn't go.
Yeah, that's probably why they're not going
to
trade him.
Put it this way. Like I said, you need multiple great players to win a championship. Their two best players, Derrick Rose and Jimmy Butler from last year, one's gone, and they're shopping the other.
Let's talk about Derrick Rose. What a career here. I mean, obviously, we had a lot of pride for Derrick Rose.
And it starts at the high school level,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I mean, he played exactly. I mean, he played at Simeon. He had a tremendous, tremendous high school career. We even followed him as a Chicagoan when we went to Memphis. It was destiny in the way that the number one pick fell into the Bulls' lap by magic. Derrick Rose then has tremendous playoff run against Boston, that seven-game series where we got to see flashes. Then an MVP. The first MVP and really the only MVP since Michael Jordan, and now he's gone.
I think Gar Forman said it best. You know, Derek was a guy that used to give us clarity. He was a guy that when we looked on paper at our roster in his first four seasons in the league, you knew you had a star, a rising star, that you could build around. Everything changed in April of 2012 when he tears his ACL in Game 1 against the Sixers. They were up, I think, 15 points in Game 1. They were going to sweep the Sixers. They could have won a title that year, but that's sports for you. That's life for you. Things happen, and he tears that ACL. He had another injury the next year. He had three surgeries in 4 years, I believe, and he was just never the same player. But he's the ultimate what-if athlete for the Chicago Bulls.
And, you know, as you mentioned, I mean, he goes to New York. He goes to play for Phil Jackson, who's general manager there. Talk about, you know, a resurgence, if you will, for Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose liked to play with a chip on his shoulder. He obviously proved that in the MVP season where he was like, I'm better than what people say I am. He kind of lost that chip after the knee injuries, and it almost felt a little bit complacent because of the way Chicago media treated him. Let's talk about, does he have a chance to be the Derrick Rose of old in New York?
The Derrick Rose of old, no. He's never going to be the guy that flies above the rim and is crossing everybody up and twisting, turning, contorting, flipping up, you know, ridiculous layup shots. That Derrick Rose is gone. That's just physically impossible for him to do what he used to do. That being said, though, I like the spread in New York. You got Carmelo Anthony. Finally, Derrick Rose and Carmelo Anthony get to play together.
Yeah, right.
It's not in Chicago. It's in New York. Although they'll be in Chicago, you know, if they're healthy, they'll be here a couple times.
They won't be healthy. You know, you just know Derrick will not be dressed for the games in
Kristaps
Chicago.
Kristaps Porzingis,
yeah,
Godzilla from Latvia. Yeah. And then there's a rumor now that Phil Jackson wants Dwight Howard. So, I mean, on paper, those are four pretty decent players that have star power and that are all-stars, and that would be interesting to watch. But I think Derrick is actually going to have a good season next year. I think he can give you 20 points, 7 assists, maybe 4 rebounds a game. You'll take those numbers. Plus, it's a contract year, and he's going to want to get paid next year. He talked about that last summer.
All right, so let's talk about, I mean, you hear the rumors that Phil Jackson may want Dwight Howard. For the Bulls and the summer free agents, Dwight Howard's a big one. Kevin Durant's a big one. Do the Chicago Bulls look to factor into any sort of free agent plays this summer?
They haven't got a top-tier free agent. I can't remember the last one they got.
Dare you put Boozer down?
On all of them, and they're not getting Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is not going to leave the Thunder to come here. You know, they were a game away from the finals. He's not going to come to this mess. Dwight Howard, don't think you want him. Think they vetted him. That was an option in the past. Never happened. If it's Harrison Barnes, I'm going to puke.
He's coming off the Golden State Warriors. A big piece of that team, but he is just a role player.
But if you follow the Bulls organization, it's one that's built around connections. And Harrison Barnes, where's he from? He's from Iowa. That's where Gar Foreman loves to pluck players out of, and he played in high school with Doug McDermott, and he's going to get paid now because the cap just went up to like $94 million, so the Bulls will have some money. But just please don't be Harrison Barnes. I'm not a fan.
Well, I mean, what can we expect as Bulls fans without Derrick Rose, the players that are coming in, draft pick number 14, the young guys who kind of took a step back last year? Do we expect a competitive team from this Bulls roster?
No, I think they're going to lose even more games this next year. I don't know if Jimmy Butler is going to be able to stand it. You know, he's from the old guard. He's trying to play for this new coach, but he didn't impress me the way he led last year when things got sour. And he was supposed to be the guy that kept them alive for a playoff spot, and he couldn't do it. And that thing crumbled and bubbled over. If you could trade him, the only way you trade him is if you can get a guy like Andrew Wiggins from Minnesota. Don't think that happens. I think Tom Thibodeau wants to keep him. But to answer your question, you're not going to have really that many high-caliber players. You'll have Jimmy Butler, Robin Lopez, okay. You've got the 40-year-old point guard. You've got the 21-year-old point guard from Notre Dame. You've got Mirotić. You've got McDermott. You've got Bobby Portis.
I mean, Tony Snell. Don't forget the Snell. Snelly cat.
If I say to you, hey, I've got two tickets around 200 level, you can have them. Are you taking them for that mess?
I probably still would.
Okay. Well,
I'm such a Bulls fan.
So they're going to look to get creative. They're going to have even more money off the books the next year. So you hope that you can land a free agent, but right now you're in the middle between the really good teams and the really bad teams, and there's no quick fix.
Sam Panionovic covers the Bulls for WGN Radio. I hope you're wrong, Sam. I hope this team turns around.
That's what my parents always say.